Studio 360.
Writers of modern animated TV shows have been a little obsessed with the idea of multiple universes, like in this episode of The Family Guy.
Apparently, this is a universe where everyone has two heads, one happy, one sad.
Honey, have you seen Stewie? I can't find him anywhere.
I sure have. He's over there playing in the corner.
Of course, a lot of animators started out as comic book geeks.
So here we are at the Source Comics and Games in St. Paul, Minnesota, my local comic book shop. This is a very dangerous place for me because I'm a geek with a paycheck.
That's James Kakelios. He's a physics teacher at the University of Minnesota, and he says comic books have been playing with theories of the multiverse for ages, and that those storylines mirror actual scientific theories by physicists like Hugh Everett, who first proposed the many worlds theory in the 1950s.
This idea, was not considered helpful by physicists who were struggling with quantum mechanics and was ignored, even though 4 years later, in 1962, in Flash number 123, experimental evidence is provided when the Flash from the 1960s vibrates over to a parallel Earth and has an adventure with the Flash from the 1940s, experimentally verifying Everett's theory and proving that parallel Earths really exist. Now we have so many Earths in the DC universe that they published a miniseries, Crisis on Infinite Earths, and they decided to eventually kind of smoosh them all together. Hi, Chad.
Hi.
So Chad here works at the Source, and he could tell you that I'm here.
Pretty often.
Yeah. At least weekly.
So Chad, it is certainly true that practically every comic book publisher has a multiverse.
Just about every comic company, at least the big ones, DC and Marvel, for instance, have gone to the multiverse sort of format, I guess is the best word for it. It's an easy way for them to have storylines that are going parallel, that they don't have to keep strict sort of continuity. Control over continuity and canon. They can have two or three different Supermans all doing things very slightly differently or vastly differently, and then the people who are reading the books aren't getting confused. Well, why is Superman young in this one and old in this one? Why is Wolverine an old man here, and why is he dead in this other one? You know, that allows him to tell whatever stories they want. He's been dead for over a year.
Yeah, that's true. And he's still dead. That's the amazing thing. DC Comics is related to quantum mechanics and parallel Earths existing simultaneously. I think Marvel is more connected to cosmology and the inflationary model of the universe. And so the universe is actually much bigger than the universe that we can observe. There are other regions of the universe that are so separated from us that they could have evolved their own separate universes that we can never really connect to and we can never interact with. So there might be Earths there, where, say, the X-Men had their Age of Apocalypse storyline, whereas on the Earth here, we have a different storyline with the X-Men going on. The multiverse has been around in science fiction and in comic books nearly as long as the concepts have been around in science. How it's managed to migrate out to the general public in this way is something that I don't really fully understand. I'm sure that there's somewhere on another Earth, another Professor James Kakelius, who does have a better understanding of that, but this guy's not answering my calls.
All right, 3077 is the total. Okay. All right, Dr. K, have a good day.
Thank you.
You call me Dr. K because the K stands for action.
James Kakelios is the author of The Physics of Superheroes.